Blog Talk Radio. It's Hello? Okay, I got it fixed now. This technology. Well, thank you again. Thank you again for calling in, and we're going to get into the word, amen. Coming out of the book of Proverbs, Proverbs the 18th chapter, verse 16. Proverbs 18th chapter, verse 16. And it reads, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. The title of the message this morning is The Gift in You. The Gift in You. Let us pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning to see another glorious, beautiful day that you have created. For we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father, for watching over us as we lay down the rest before you, charging your angels to be encamped around about us, to protect us and keep us in their care, God, to keep us from all harm and danger. Thank you for waking us up with a sound mind, Father, for giving us new mercies, Father, more sufficient grace, God. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come into your presence once again, Lord, to sit at your feet, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, God, to hear what you would have to say, to equip us, to build us up, to make us ready, God, to give us instructions and direction, Father. Give us divine strategies to go into this world and do what you called us to do. For it's only through you, Father, that we're able to do what you called us to do. And we thank you, Father. Thank you for considering us, God, for creating us, for calling us, for choosing us, for making us to be a part of your family, God, to be called sons and daughters of God. And Father, as we receive your word, help us to apply it to our lives, to make it personal, Father, that you will be glorified in all that we say, and all that we do. We thank you and praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. The gift in you. What is the gift? What is gift? Gift is a notable capacity, talent, or endowment. A notable capacity, talent, or endowment. It's the act, right, or power of giving. The act, the right, or the power of giving. Gift is something voluntarily transferred by one person to another without compensation. That's what a gift is. Something voluntarily transferred by one person to another without compensation. It's not about money. It's not about getting something in return. Gift often implies special favor by God. That's what we're going to talk about this morning. Gift often implies special favor by God. Let's read Proverbs again, and we're going to read it this time in the Message translation. Proverbs 18:16 in the Message translation, and it reads, a gift gets attention. It buys the attention of eminent people. A gift gets attention. If you want to get someone's attention, present them with a gift. But not only does it get their attention, but it's the type of attention that it gets. It says it buys the attention of eminent people, of prominent people, of people in certain positions. People in certain positions. Now let's read it in the New Living Translation. Proverbs 18:16, the New Living Translation. And it reads, giving a gift can open doors. It gives access to important people. Giving a gift opens doors. It gives access to important people. That's just how powerful a gift is. A gift opens doors. It makes room. It expands your territory. Open doors of opportunities. Gift. This is the season of God revealing and releasing gifts. This is the season of God revealing and releasing gifts. Let's go to James. James 1. The gift in you. James 1, verse 17. And it reads, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Says every good gift and every perfect gift. Now, these type of gifts, they stand out. They get one's attention. But not just anyone's attention, but people in prominent positions, in important positions. And why does it get important people's attention? Well, number one is because that gift is needed. So when that person sees what is needed, it gets their attention. Glory to God. But not only does it get their attention, in Proverbs, in the Message, it says that it buys the attention of eminent people. So not only will the gift be noticed, but it would also be paid for. Glory to God. The gift in you. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. So we have to understand where that gift is coming from. It's not a natural gift. It's not a physical gift. It's from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. The Father of lights. That's another term for God, our heavenly Father, the Father of lights. That's why I said earlier that this season, this is the season of God revealing, because the gift comes from the Father of lights. So he's placing gifts in dark places, in places where light is needed, where illumination is needed. And then it says, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. No variableness, no changing, no variation. It is an astronomical term descriptive of the varying positions of the heavenly bodies causing changes in the seasons of the year. See, this is a new season. My wife Stephanie and I was talking, and she said how it seemed like it all of a sudden got cold, because we've been having this nice weather. But then I thought about it, and I said, but it is November, so it's almost like it snuck up on us all of a sudden. But then it's November, so it's supposed to be cold. It's the season for that type of temperature. The gift in you. You're supposed to be where God is about to place you. Hallelujah. It's the season for God revealing and releasing the gifts in you to those who need. Hallelujah. Somebody better grab that. I am. That's personal to me. It's the season for God revealing and releasing the gift in you. Let's go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. Verse 10. And it reads, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another. Remember, one of the definitions of gift is something voluntarily transferred by one person to another without compensation. So, the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. The manifold grace of God. The The manifold grace of God, it means that he's placed his anointing upon that gift. See, this is a different type of gift. This gift is only for this particular season. It's been prepared. It's been getting ready. Now, God is about to reveal it and release it into the area where it's needed. The gift in you. The gift. Those four letters, G-I-F-T. Gift. G-I-F-T. The acronym is godly, inspired, favorable talent. That's what it is. That's what gift is. Godly, inspired, favorable talent. So the gift in you is the godly, inspired, favorable talent. That's what God is about to release, is about to reveal and release into the area where it's needed. That place and that position that's lacking, that godly, inspired, favorable talent. The gift in you. Let's go to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. Verse 14. And it reads, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Neglect not the gift that is in you. Neglect not the godly, inspired, favorable talent that is in you. Don't neglect it, because it's been given, it's been placed in you for a specific reason and for a particular area and for a certain time. This is the season. This is the season. Let's go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 1 and 6. And it reads, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. So stir up the gift. Stir up the godly, inspired, favorable talent of God, which is in you by the putting on of my hands. So, number one, don't neglect it. And number two, stir it up. Don't neglect the gift that's been placed inside of you, and stir up the gift. Stir it up. Godly. Let's look at the word godly. Godly is divine. Divine. That's why that that gift that God has placed in you, it stands out, because this is not just a gift. You know how some people buy gifts and it really doesn't mean anything. They're just doing it just because. This gift is divine. God has placed his anointing upon it to do what needs to be done. And it's inspired. It's supernatural. It's not a natural gift. See, the thing that needs to be done can't be done without natural talents. So he's placed his supernatural ability upon the gift that he's given us. It's the action or power of moving . That's what it is. The act of influencing or suggesting opinions. See, when Jesus asked, when he asked the disciples, who do men say that I am? And they said, you know, some said you're the prophet Elijah. Some say you're this and you're that. But then he asked Peter, he said, but who do you say that I am? And Peter said, you are the Messiah, the Christ. That's who you are. And Jesus' response was, man did not reveal that to you because man did not know it. But that revelation, that understanding came only from my Father in heaven. That's the season that we're in. The revelation that God is giving you, people are going to be in awe. They're going to be wowed. They're going to be blown away by the opinions. And asking, why didn't I think of that? Because you didn't have it. See, God has specifically placed that divine and inspired and supernatural ability inside of the gift that's needed. So G is for divine, I is for inspired. And F is for favorable, godly, inspired, favorable. Favorable means disposed to favor, partial, expressing approval, affirmative, pleasing, tending to promote or facilitate. Somebody's about to be promoted. Marked by success. See, this is not just any gift. This gift comes with something that's pleasing. See, once God once he's placed you in that particular area, it's going to be pleasing to those who have been searching and looking for that missing piece. I hear this. Once you've been placed in that position, in that particular area, those who have been searching and looking, they will be able to rest. Glory to God. You being placed in that position is going to bring peace. Where things have been chaotic, where things have been out of order, you're bringing peace, soundness, wholeness, completeness. The gift in you. And the T is for talent. Talent, godly, inspired, favorable talent. Let's look at talent. Talent is a characteristic feature, an aptitude or disposition of a person. That's what talent is, a characteristic, feature, aptitude, or disposition of a person. General intelligence or mental power, ability. The natural endowment of a person. So, the talent that God has placed in you, God is placing his anointing, his supernatural power on that particular talent that's going to bring you to a place where you're going to be an influence. You're going to make an impact and things are going to be changed for the better because of the gift that is in you. Let's go to St. Matthew's. St. Matthew's 25th chapter, talking about the gift in you, the godly, inspired, favorable talent in you. St. Matthew 25th chapter, starting at verse 14. And it reads, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods." So, everything we do is ministry. It's all about representing the kingdom of heaven. As it is in heaven, let it be done on earth. That's why we're placed in this earth, to bring heaven down to earth. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country. We're going into unknown territories, unfamiliar places, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. God has given us certain talents for specific areas where what they need is missing. That's why once God has placed that godly, inspired, favorable talent in that particular position, peace comes with it. Order comes with it. Integrity comes with it. Honesty comes with it. Loyalty comes with it. Let's continue. It says, "Then he that received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and dig in the earth, and hid his Lord's money." Stir up the gift. Don't neglect it, but stir it up. See, the one that had received 5 and the one that had received 2, they stirred their gift up. But the one that received 1, he went and hid it. He neglected it. God has given us godly, inspired, favorable talents so that they may be revealed. Not hid, revealed and released. And if we stir them up, if we use them, they will multiply. Verse 18 says, but he that had received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. See, after a long time, the Lord cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. So, stirring up the gift that God has placed in us brings us joy. It brings us joy. So if someone is feeling down or depressed, you have to ask, are they stirring up the gift that's inside of them? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So if we want the joy of the Lord, we must stir up the gift. We must use the godly inspired favorable talent that God has given us. The gift that is in you is an answer for a problem that someone else has. The gift that is in you is the answer to the problem that someone else has. You're the answer. Now, verse 24, it reads, then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not straw. And I was afraid. He said, I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. Now let's go back to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 1 and 6, real quick. I want to point out something. He said he was afraid. 2 Timothy 1 and 6, it says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. This is why we should stir it up. Verse 7 says, For God has not given us the spirit of fear. He's not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of the Lord. See, this is what your gift is. Your gift is giving God glory. Your gift is giving God thanks for what he has done. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker in the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. And why? Because Romans 1:16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. So that's why we should not neglect the power, neglect the talent. We should stir it up. And then back at St. Matthew 25th chapter, verse 25, it says, and I was afraid. Well, why was he afraid? Because he was ashamed. And went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant. Call him evil and lazy. Thou wicked and slothful servant. Thou knewest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchanges, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. He said, if you would have at least put the talents that I've given you in the bank, at least I would have received something from it, some kind of interest. But you did nothing. Says, take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So because he hid, because he placed the talent, the godly inspired favorable talent in the ground, in a dark place, he ended in darkness. God has given us gifts so that they may be revealed, so that they may bring light to darkness. so that they may be released in this dark world. That's why God has placed the godly, inspired, favorable talent inside of you, so that you may bring light to a dark situation. We are the light of the world. We are placed in this earth to go into dark places and bring light through the godly, inspired, favorable talent, the gift that God has placed in us. The gift in you. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the godly, inspired, favorable talent that you placed in us, God, to go into dark areas and bring light to those dark situations, to expose the darkness, Father, with your truth, with your word. Help us, Father, to walk in those areas, those unfamiliar places, bold as a lion, bringing you glory, God, standing on your word. For it is only through your anointing and your supernatural power that we can do what you called us to do. Thank you, and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. The gift in you, the godly, inspired, favorable talent in you. God is revealing and releasing godly, inspired, favorable talent in this season. Love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard.